Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoop's World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World.
Hey, Long Beach Swoop here. We're here at 4th Street at the Long Beach Bike Fest, and we're 4th Street in motion. It's got a little bit of a turnout, it's overcast, got a crowd starting to show up here. And a lot of things going to be going on here today. I got booths from all different things. I see the Nerve Bike stand is next to us, and I'm sitting over here at the Garden of the Mind booth, and a lot of things going on. Inside the Longfellow School, they're going to have the kids zone going on over there. Some cool stuff over there. They got one group over there called Zump, and they make toys that are actually science projects. I'm looking at a picture of a clock that you actually run by plugging it into a piece of fruit. They got one plugged into an orange, and it tells the time, and baking soda that'll launch your rockets for you, and all kinds of cool stuff. So, and of course, today's all about the bikes. There's plenty of people up here riding their bikes, and they got a bike valet. Great stuff going on down here today. So if you get a chance to come on down to the Bike Fest. Check everything out. We're at 4th Street between, I guess, Cherry and, yeah, that's all the way to Cherry Lawn Apparel. So come on down and check this out. This will be some good times. It's going to go on all day. And Swoop's World will be here till about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. And if you get a chance, stop by the Garden of the Mind booth, say hi to Swoop, and check everything out with us. So we're going to go to our first break and be back in just a minute.
Let me tell you about a new friend of Swoop's World, We Olive, the olive oil experience, located at 4725 East 2nd Street, Suite C. You got to check this place out. Peter and I were down there just a week ago, got a chance to meet Debbie and Phil Brooks, the owner of We Olive, and it's fantastic. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of olive oils there. So many different kinds, so many different tastes, so many different just subtleties. It's like a wine tasting experience, only with olive oil. Get on down there, check them out. Check out that store. It's fantastic. And they've got a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful program for going green. You purchase a bottle, and you fill it up with the olive oil of your choice. You have a choice of about 10 different olive oils. And then when you run out of that, you bring the bottle back, and you fill it up again. And you use the same bottle over and over, and it's cheaper to do it that way, and it's green, and you're recycling, and all those great things that go along with that. Head on down to We Olive. Tell them Swoop's World sent you. Get yourself a 15% discount on top of your purchase. And you will enjoy this place, 4725 East 2nd Street, Suite C. If you need to give them a call, it's 562-433-8000. And back to Swoop's World right after this.
And welcome back to Swoop's World. Wow, I can tell you, there's so many things going on here. We're sitting actually next to the L.A. Sparks booth, and it looks like they're giving away posters and flyers and T-shirts and all kinds of cool things, so go down and check that out. And I saw their mascot running around here a little bit ago in their big mascot suit, and it's quite exciting down here. You know, Long Beach has done a lot with the bikes recently, trying to become the most bike-friendly city in the nation, and this bike fest is just a part of that, and spotlighting what you can do with bikes and having some bike fun and getting out with the family and enjoying the day. And a lot of people are starting to show up, so if you get a chance, come on down here. Peter's running a little late, and hopefully he'll be here soon, and because he's the resident bike expert, and he'll probably have some thoughts on the things going on today. But if you get a chance, check that out. Want to give us a call? The number is 917-889-7449. The chat line's open. But always meet us on the chat line. And just, you know, just so you know, Swoop's World is on Facebook. And you can become a fan on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And always download us off of iTunes in case you ever miss a show you want to pick back up. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes. So check that out. you know, Friday night we were at the First Friday, so this is the second live broadcast we've done this week. We were First Fridays at the Mirage, and what a turnout that was at the quite a few people out at First Fridays this past Friday. And we got a chance to meet Michael Knight face-to-face and had a long, good conversation with him, and interviewed Michelle Mangione and put on a great show. Reviews on First Fridays this past week was amazing. Just the streets were packed all up and down Atlantic Avenue there, from the Expo building all the way down to the Mirage and everything in between. I guess Nino's had a good crowd at, for the after party. So if you ever get a chance to check out First Fridays, Vix Minos, check that out. You know, there's so many different art events that go on in Long Beach. You got Second Saturdays that happens in the East Village every month, and Last Saturdays that happens right here on 4th Street where we are today. So if you get a chance to check those out and put those in your calendar, there's always something to do. With the Bike Fest this weekend, wrapping down, they had a huge ride yesterday. A lot of activities, and some 600 people participated in all the rides and the races and the tour of the city, and you know, some 400 plus people rode in the tour. Took them about 33 miles. And, I see Peter now, so we're going to have our co-host showing up, and and he can add to the conversation here. But you know, there were so many people out riding yesterday. Everywhere I went yesterday, I saw people out on bikes and just all over the city. And look who we have here. It's Peter.
Hey. Better late than never.
Better late than never, man. Good to see you.
Dan Latham.
Hi, how you doing, Dan?
President, California Association of
Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance,
and
Sports.
And he just gave you backyard fitness.
Oh, wow.
Talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it needs to be small.
We have our first guest of the day, so welcome to Swoop's World, Dan.
Hey, thank you very much.
You know, Dan Latham, and tell us what you do again.
Well, by trade, I'm a physical educator at Warren High School in the city of Downey.
I know Warren well.
And I'm also the president for the 2010-2011 year for the California Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance.
Wow, that's quite a title.
Sport is supposed to be in there, but they didn't put the letter in.
And what are you guys doing down here today? Are you participating in the bike trails, or are you just visiting?
Well, no, we participated, and we did a little backyard fitness. You know, we were asked by a friend to come down and just provide some, you know, fun little activities that, I don't know, you know, exactly where you're from or if you had a backyard. I had a backyard. It wasn't very big, but
right.
We used to do everything in that backyard.
Exactly.
And I don't think kids have that anymore.
No.
I think the majority of the kids don't have the backyard activities concept. I mean, that was kind of like the beginning of our creativeness.
Right.
I mean, our parents said, do whatever you want, stay in the backyard, and we literally took that as, okay, we would dig tunnels. We tried to dig a tunnel underneath the fence into our neighbor's backyard, and of course it caved in. Of course we got in trouble, and then we had to really stay in the backyard, but, you know, we were told, no more whatever you want to do in the
right.
backyard, but stay in the backyard.
Well, you know, that's one of the kind of things that Peter and I talk about, and a lot of things these days, the kids, not only do they not utilize the backyard like that, they're so tied to the electronic games and the TV, and they don't even get out and just move. So, you know, being able to go out there and do some things would be great.
Well, your best bet is to always get outside and be active, because you learn so much. You don't learn. Can you have video games and activity? Yes. I also own a corporation called Cyberobics Incorporated, and we build interactive video game bikes, dance pads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a workout facility. We actually developed the entire facility. The big problem with that is you're limited who you're social with.
Right.
When you get out here, now there's people I don't know. I don't know you yet. I'm being social with you, you know. That's why we always say get outside and be active, because you're going to meet, you just might meet that one person who's going to impact your life for the rest of your life.
Right.
But you never would have done it had you not gone outside and
10X.
Exactly.
You know, so it vital is key.
Now, I was looking over here, and I think that's where you guys are. You, there, it looks like you have some things set up that you can do in the backyard. It doesn't take a lot of money to set up and just give you an opportunity of different types of things you can do to be active back there. Is that
right? You know, and a lot of it is we're starting to see more and more in elementary physical education. You're starting to see it a lot more of the games that they're having to use hand-eye coordination. They're still active. They can use a beach ball, 99-cent beach ball. You can use milk, your milk, not the carton. Well, I guess you could make something out of a carton, but the plastic bottles, you can actually cut off half of it and make a scoop out of that.
Right.
Take a ball. Everyone has balls. You know, tennis ball, you can go take it from the dog next door. You know? What was that movie that had the tennis balls? Sandlot.
Oh, yeah.
The same kind of but you could take, you can make scoops, and you can take laundry baskets, and you can actually have, you know, teams, two on two, grab people up, grab your parents, whoever's around, and you scoop, and you have to toss it to the next person. It has to bounce. They catch it, and they take it from one end of the yard to the other end of the yard, and they actually scoop it into a laundry basket.
Right.
So, again, hand-eye coordination, it's still fun. The kids will actually take from that and create the rules. Because there are no rules. That's the great thing. There are no rules. You create the rules, and then you play a game. And then some, you know how it is.
Right.
Go back in your mind to when you were a kid. You just say, okay, let's try it this way now. They're all having a good time. They're active. You know, so it's a good thing.
Excellent.
Yeah. I remember that along those lines. We didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, and we wanted to play hockey. So we got like a laundry basket, and then we found two right size sticks, and we could have lived off of all of the like the aerosol cans. You know, we don't have
stuff. Oh, yeah.
And that was our puck. And when it got all beat up and broken into little pieces, then we went and found another one. And for the board, you just found like boxes or whatever to, you know, bend ricochet off, and then we used the window for the patio, which my parents just loved. I love that. Bing! Over there, bing!
Yeah. But, that's like our garage door was the backstop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
baseball. Well,
yeah, was always, we just made up the rules.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were actually doing.
That's what we, yeah, we took Nerf footballs, and we, of course, had street football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we didn't tackle, of course. We tried once or twice, and that was the end of that. But, you know, that ball lasted, it must have lasted for like 6 years, because I remember when it started to fall apart, we just start taping it.
Yeah.
Oh, now it even goes farther. It's heavier. So, oh, yeah. And, I mean, you'll do what you can do within your means. Kids are resourceful.
Right.
You know, we don't, as we get older, we forget that.
Yeah.
You know, if you just give them a couple of things and you get them started, it's endless.
Absolutely. You can show them how it could be fun, and if from there they'll go, they'll just take off with it.
Yeah. You know, growing up, that's what we did. We were outside all day. You know, it's like backyard or front yard, we played baseball, football, made up stuff in the street, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it was. And I just don't see a lot of that anymore. I see, you know, some places you see some kids out playing, and some of the parks you do. And it's just kind of, I don't know if it's just because of the way the neighborhoods are situated now or what it is, but it's always good to see some activities that they can actually get involved in.
Well, I have a friend of mine, Kristen Okura. She's this lady, man, she's got it together. Her mind, she just creates things on the run. And I went to one of her little clinics that she did out in Orange County. And she took little penguins. Now, it's funny. If you take little animals, little penguins, little rubber penguins, you stick them out there, kids go, what's that? They see a penguin. They want to go play with it. Well, what are you doing with that penguin? Oh, we're going to take the penguins and we're gonna send them back to Antarctica. Well, what is that? Well, we take little poly spots, little rubber poly spots, put them on the ground. They all have numbers on them. You start off, you grab your penguin, you go to a number, and you toss it into one of those, I think they're like $5.99 you can get down at Home Depot, and it's a plastic tub.
Right.
You know, you put Cokes or whatever
right.
when you're at a party. Well, you just take one of those, you put the weight at the bottom so it doesn't fall over, and you're trying to take your penguin and toss the penguin from whatever the number is. Toss it in. If they make it, then they keep the number. So that was the biggest hit over here. I thought, oh, God, here I am. I'm going to throw out these numbers. I'm going to have them tell me a little story. And they're going to get bored. Oh, my God. They got into it. Well, I got 72 points. They had to add them all up. So we added a little math into it. I thought, okay. next time we're going to add one subtract one, add one subtract one. Now they're using some cognition. So, you know, it's endless. Once you create it, they're gonna come up with something within your game that we're the adults, we can figure out.
Right.
Oh, they gave me an idea. Okay, now they're using math. Or now they're using words. Okay, how can I use words? So, process, you know, of association.
Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you stopping by.
Right, thank you very much.
It's very cool stuff. And
all good stuff.
Keep up the good work. And
thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, take care, you guys. Thanks for what you're doing here. It's good stuff.
Thank
Get
you.
Get the word out.
There you go.
Well, have a great afternoon.
Thank you, too.
Great day.
In the small season. Take care, guys.
Yep. And you're listening to Switz World, and number 917-889-7449. If you want to give us a call. And if you have a question on the, and you want to ask us a question, just push 1 and let us know you want to talk.
You're sounding good. We're good.
And you can also maybe just on the chat line. So it's all good. Talk to me. You drove up. What did you see out here?
Well, first of all, it's a crowd, man. It is a crowd. And, you know, it's a bike fest, but there's still too many people showing up in cars. And I know I'm guilty of that myself. I got a late start, and I'm still late. But a lot of cool stuff's going on. All the shops are open, and it's a cool view, and I actually haven't had a chance to see everything, so as I was passing into our little booth here, but cool stuff. We got bike sales, we got equipment sales, we got people all done, riding around on their roller skates, pretty cool stuff, and tying into all of yesterday's activity, I think this is a great thing. Yesterday, 400, 600 people right by my house on Big Street. And that was cool. Very cool to see in that new painted lane there. And there's actually some woman out on the corner, my corner there, the cowbell.
Oh.
Everyone went by. So that was really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You've actually seen more today than I did, because I actually entered from the school side thinking we were, that was our setup. And then they walked us over to here. And I haven't seen anything up and down the street yet, but it looks kind of busy. And
get
the,
definitely busy.
You know, things are starting to pop around here. So, hey, head on down to 4th Street in Motion, part of the Bike Fest, and see all the activities and check out all the booths, and stop by the Garden of the Mind booth, and you can see Swoops World, Swoops and Peter sitting here. We're going to go to another quick break. Actually, we're not going to go to a quick break. We're going to give you a little taste of what we heard Friday night. This is Michelle Mangione. We'll be back in a little bit.
Monday morning, too much thinking could take your soul away. And happiness becomes a broken armchair where you would like to stay. Would you try just enough to get by and tell me how far, just how far would you fly? enough to get by. Tell me how far, just how.
Welcome back to Swoop's World, and you know, we're always on Wednesday nights. We're at blogtalkradio.com, and you can always find us at swoopsworld.com, and we're still here. We're here at the Long Beach Bike Fest, 4th Street in Motion, and just tons of people walking around on bikes. What booths did you see down there, Peter?
Well, first of all, they got the bike valet, which is cool.
Yeah.
If you show up, they'll park your bike for you and watch it for you, make sure nothing happens to it. And then right next to us, we got the bike. Somebody from, I'm not sure which bike,
that's Nerve.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that company or if it's one of the bike companies that's carrying their stuff. But we got that. And then there's just a whole range, a whole bunch of kid stuff going on in the school.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about what's going on in the school for the kids. They got tons of kids' events. And check this out, for every event that your child completes, they'll give them a ticket. And then several times in the afternoon, they're going to be raffling off bicycles. And I believe those bicycles were donated by the chief police office and Bicycles 90800, a San Jose's organization.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. And what they have over there is a bicycle obstacle course, some games, kids boot camp, yoga, just to name a few. I'm sure there's a couple other things, but those are ones that I was told about quickly. And they can win bikes, T-shirts, and games, and more. So. I don't ever know what and more is.
Everybody got in the last minute. Whatever somebody found in their garage.
Exactly. Yeah. Then, and like I said, we have the LA Sparks next to us, and they got, what do they got, posters and
posters?
T-shirts and dribbling next to us.
There you go.
So it's good times. So head on down here. If you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449, and you can also reach us on our chat line.
I got some orange tape on his bike. That's what I was looking for.
Some what is orange, that? Some orange tape?
Bike, yeah, oh, see? I was looking for, and I said I ended up with yellow.
So plenty of things going on.
Every kind of bike is out here, too. We're seeing the tries, you know, the
yeah.
Cruisers, the fixies, a lot of fixies out here. And then, you know, you got the more traditional road bikes as well. So a ton of different bikes to look at. And talk about with people. Very cool stuff. And then there's a
whole group of young women on roller skates.
Yeah, yeah. Many of them dressed colorfully. So quite haven't quite figured that out, but it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and you know the thing about this event is it's so family friendly. Just you know you can come down here. It's geared for all ages, and just a cool thing going on here. And you know, we probably get a chance to check out and roller skate and walk up and down the street and hang with the kids on a Sunday afternoon. And you know what, before I forget, because I don't want to be a bad one, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's probably not listening, but in case she is, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And we hope you're having a wonderful day. And I don't know what the weather's like there. You know, she's out there in Oklahoma, so I'll have to check my little weather widget here on my phone and see what the weather's like. But, it's a nice day for everybody to get out here to Long Beach.
Yep. Gorgeous weather. Looks like it's going to, well, it's all gray. Looks like it's going to rain, but the sun has broke through, the clouds have turned off, and it's no wind to speak of. So it's just a nice, warm spring day. Couldn't ask for a better Mother's Day, that's for sure.
No, not at all. And, you know, there's a couple bands playing, so plenty to do. And, you know, like I was talking about Friday night when we were at the First Fridays. Right? That's what I was talking about when you walked up, Peter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just the amount of people that showed up for that. And it was nice to get a chance to meet Michael Knight.
Yeah.
And, you know, we meet people and we talk to people. And it's nice to put a face to the voice and a name to the face and all those kind of good things. And that was cool. And we also had a chance to, like I say, interview Michelle. And, you know, you kind of took a look at the street afterwards. What did it look like?
Which street? Radio.
Internet.
What were you saying?
You took a stroll down the road after our event.
Oh yeah.
What the crowd look like?
It was going. It wasn't probably the busiest first ride ever, but there were still, especially at the restaurants. Restaurants like Nino's, I think they had their end of the night crowd in the bar there, and there's a number of people like finishing up at Poggio, and then going up further north, I went by and saw that there's a new bookstore up there. That was kind of cool. I didn't even come up got it. There you have it. We got someone new coming up here.
What's going on? We got another guest. We have Allison from Bicycle Hub Pedal Movement. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm really excited to be out here. This is a great event.
Yeah, and you had some events going on yesterday too, right?
Well, the big bike race went on yesterday, and the day before we helped out with the Pixgear Bike Fest that took place downtown. So.
Yeah, that was Friday night, right?
Yeah, Friday night Pixgear Fest.
Yeah, that was cool. Everyone was telling me all about that.
Guess what? I was in a race that night on Gold Sprints, and I was able to beat a girl in a 50-meter dash that was 10 years younger than me. I was so thrilled because right when I started pedaling, my shoe came out of the cliff, and I was like, oh, no. And so I just was like, I'm going to lose, and I just took off as fast as I could. And I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
You know, I first met Allison a few months ago, and she's got the bicycle. She's on part of the Bicycle Hub, and that's her thing there. Why don't you tell everybody what that is and where it's located and what it's all about?
Certainly. The Bicycle Hub is Long Beach's newest bike co-op. And a bike co-op is kind of different than a bicycle shop because it's more of a DIY center. It's where you learn how to work on your own bike. And so what we do is we sell stand time. We have $7 an hour stand time, and then we have trained mechanics there willing to help you learn how to work on your bike. And it's in a really great place. It's over by the Metro. It's Long Beach Boulevard and PCH. And we're really serving out and trying to stretch being a bike co-op and trying to be more of a community center because we're really seeing that's what the community needs over there. We see people all the time that are unemployed and are just in between jobs, and their bike is their only way of transportation. And so we help them. We help them get back on the wheels. And, if anything, a bike that's not kept up and has problems, it's a safety issue, hands down. I mean, you can. It's really easy to get hurt on your bike if there's a spoke missing or something. The wheels can collapse. And,
right.
And so we make it affordable, and we get people riding. That's a lot of fun.
Peter does he does a lot of the work on his bikes, and he's actually helping fix my bike.
Yeah, I can do a lot of the basic stuff. I don't start messing with hubs or anything like that. But all the drivetrain and keep it clean and replace spokes, I can do all the basic stuff myself.
Awesome.
Not pure out of necessity, just like you said. There's a time where the only way I could get around was on a bike.
Yeah.
And it was broke down. I didn't have money to have someone else fix it. So I had to figure out how to do it myself because I just couldn't afford it.
Right.
And that's that it does free up, gives you a lot, especially if you're younger. Gives you a lot of liberty to go places you might not have otherwise gone, and do things you wouldn't have otherwise done. I know when I was really young, it was the way I got away from it. Folks, this is no more family time. I got to get out of here. You're not going to drive me somewhere. I'll just not go somewhere on my bike. That's cool. How did you
come up with the concept?
Well, really, I started racing a while back, and I was doing these huge double centuries, right? So literally, I would do they're double. You do 200 miles in one day, right? And they're quite a bit of elevation, so there's all around training that you have to do. You have to do a lot of hill climbing and intervals and distance and speed. And so I was putting in a lot of miles on my bike, close to about 300 miles a week. And that maintenance just kept adding up, and I couldn't afford to take it into a shop because this is just a hobby for me.
Yeah.
And the last race I did, I was out in the middle of solving, and I just passed over some cow tracks, right? I just crossed this huge hill. I mean, it was probably 1,200 feet of elevation gain that I just climbed. And I was flying down, and then all there were dirt road and some cow tracks. And what do I see? A woman stuck on the side of the road that's in the race that has a pop tire. And I'm actually drafting at this time, and I really don't want to lose my draft, but at the same time, I can't help it. If someone's stuck, I gotta help them. And so that's what I did. I pulled over and I helped her fix her tire, got back in the race as fast as I could. And in general, I kept doing this. I kept helping people on the road. You know, it's just by nature. Like I can't just walk away from something like that. And I wanted to help other people. You know, and it's something I like to do already. And, you know, I could help people at the same time. And
it all works together.
Yeah, and I got with a group of people that shared the same interest and the same goal of helping people get on their bikes and that really appreciated riding, and it really worked. So
anybody wants to help out, contribute either in time, in kind, or cash, or whatever, what do they have to do?
Oh my gosh, we'd love it. By the way, we need volunteers. We need mechanics. Even if you just have kind of a semi interest, but you don't know anything about a bike, but you're interested in learning, we need you. You can learn by osmosis. We need cashiers. We need volunteer coordinators. We are a volunteer run staff entirely, and we need all the help we can get, really. So pedalmovement.com is one way to find us. Also info@pedalmovement.com would also work.
and Facebook, right?
And we're on Facebook as well. So Pedal Movement, the Bicycle Hub on Facebook.
Excellent. Alex, thanks for stopping by. We're happy to have you here. And
thank you,
good
Keith.
To see you again.
Thank you. I shake your hands.
All right.
All right. Yes, me and you.
I've been down to the Bicycle Hub, and it's a pretty cool thing, and it's really inviting. I got there, the first time I was there is before they opened up, and we're raring to go, but now that they're open, you can go there to check it out. And it's right, it is a community-based kind of thing, Peter. They have a little area where you can sit down and just kind of hang out, whether you got a bike, you're working on a bike, or you just want to go chill with some people.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I haven't had the chance, but I think I'm going to try to swing by there.
It's worth a stop by. And then, like she said, you have your own stand and stuff, but they rent stand time, and it's cool. It's a pretty cool little concept. I know it's not the only one like that in the world, but it's the only one that I know of we have here in Long Beach.
Right, right.
You know, it's like I said, it's quite a few people down here. Quite a few are going to be grabbing people we see, we know, or involved, and those we don't know, and give you a chance to find out what's happening in the bicycle movement here in Long Beach. We're going to go to another break, and like I said, you want to give us a call. It's 917-889-7449. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Long Beach Swoop here. Let me tell you about a wonderful event I just heard about. The Rock Club presents Rock for Vets Benefit Concert, Memorial Day, May 31st, here at Long Beach at the Pyramid at Cal State Long Beach. What this is, it's a benefit concert to raise money for the VA healthcare system volunteer services in Long Beach. It's a three-pronged attack. What they want to do is create a rehabilitation wing in the VA hospital with musical instruments and coaches. They want to assist the needs of returning soldiers when they return back from overseas, and also create an education awareness campaign in the community regarding the VA healthcare system here in Long Beach and the surrounding areas. Let's support the men and women who serve. There's going to be a number of acts there. Members from El Chicano, Stevie Wonder's son, a whole list of other ones. And what you can do is go to the website. Even if you can't make it, you can purchase a ticket and donate it to a veteran so they can attend the concert. The website address is www.therockclub.net/RFT for Rock for Vets. Check this out. Wonderful event. If you can go, go. If you can donate, donate. If you can participate somehow, get the word out. We totally support this and hope you will too.
And welcome to Swoop's World on blogtalkradio.com, where we're interactive, live, and archived.
and we're outside today at the Long Beach Bike Fest at 4th Street in Motion. So, like you said, we've got a lot of things going on. We're trying to get some other guests on and let you know what's going on in the bicycle world, and checking out our chat line. Let's see what this says here. Still contribute. Absolutely, Jimmy. You can still contribute via the chat line. Just go ahead and type in what you want to know and what you want to say, and we'll see if we can answer it for you. Peter, what else is happening? Hey, look, you see some really cool bikes.
Yeah, there's been a couple more than a couple. We've seen quite a few custom jobs here. Cool stuff. Looks like they took some basic frames and added, and it's like an old-fashioned motorcycle frame. So it looks like, and then they turned into a bicycle.
Ah.
I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like we got old twins rolling by us. Some mock-ups of some old twins. Not sure about that either.
Yeah, I got the Sparks mascot wandering through
there
here.
There you go.
He's got to be pretty warm, man. Oh man, you know, coming up this week on Swoops World, Wednesday night, we're going to have Antonio Ruiz stopping, talking about the Long Beach Master Plan and how the arts can contribute to that, and what we can, you know, there's several surveys going on, and we're trying to put the artist touch. Suggestions to the city for the master plan, and he's going to be here to talk all about that. And we also want to let you know that coming up May 22nd in the city of Long Beach is the Green. What do they call it, Peter? The
Go Green.
I thought the Go Green.
No,
but it's LB Green Expo or something like that. But it's all green, and it's put on by a member of LB Catalyst. And so check that out. That'll be happening in the East Village area of Long Beach, and just so many things going on this month. It's been crazy. You got the Rock for Vets at the end of the month, on May 31st. So that's going to be going on too. But today we're here at the Bike Fest and 4th Street in Motion, and it is in motion.
Yeah, it is. A lot of motion going on here.
What else happened for the week, man? Did you go for a ride yesterday?
Yeah. Did the ride. We were going to do our normal head down to, you know, down by the Pike area and through there to Sifology, where we like to hang out. But with the big, you know, tour going on, Palm Beach tour going on, we chose not to try to ride against traffic. It didn't seem like the smartest way to go. So instead, we kind of joined them for part of it. Towards the end, when things were thinning out, we got going and rode the Bixby along there. Then they turned up and headed up. They got past the Veterans Stadium. They went up to Carson. But then from then on, we weren't on the route until we met up with them again back on the San Gabriel River Trail, which is the Long Beach Bikeway 65. And they had a nice setup. Jack had a right there in the park had a rest stop set up where came with some waters and free repairs if needed. And by the time we got started, we were watching probably had mostly the stragglers, and then the people who were doing the 66 mile, the double loop of it, the loop of the second time around, were kind of riding past us at times. So it looked like it was really well attended. It looked like people were having a really good time, and very well organized. There were signs. You know, that was one of my concerns. Like, you know, there's a lot of places you could easily go wrong if you hadn't ridden this route. And
right.
If you hadn't, weren't familiar with this part of Long Beach or that part of Long Beach. The whole place was well marked with these signs on cones. So, you know, kudos to whoever actually had to go and lay all that stuff out. They did a great job. You could not possibly have gotten lost. Everything was, you know, everything was well marked. They even had mile markers for you. So, okay, we're at mile 18.
Oh, really?
Yep. All the way through, they had mile markers. And like I said, they had two rest stops, at least that I know of. So as far as I could see, I didn't ride the whole loop, but as far as I could see, it was very well organized. And, that wasn't anybody standing around lost. And I did see somebody getting repairs. Somebody had come up, like a flat tire, and somebody else was fixing it for them. I don't know if that was part of the service or whatever, but I know Jackson's there, so I think they may have been involved.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good, it was great. Great. Next year, I think our kids will be ready to go that distance, and I'll probably ride the whole loop with them and my wife. At least that's the goal. That's the goal.
Oh, that sounds cool. Hey, well, there's the chief of police there.
Hi, don't you?
Good.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Nice to meet you.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
We're on the air.
Well, this is a pleasure.
How's everything going?
Good. Good. How about yourself?
I do.
How do you like the new chef?
90 miles an hour.
Well, I was real happy to see you get that position, honestly. And not to, you don't have to answer this, but I told people that you shouldn't have been available. You should have gone over. You should have been the chief of police in L.A. That was my opinion. And, but it's good to have you here. We're the city I live in.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it worked out great.
That's good.
The people have been great.
Yeah.
You know, making the transition. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always a, you know, always a tough part for the trans, you know, when, yeah, I remember when I, you know, made D3 and, you know, the transition part's usually the tough part.
But
everybody's adjusting to it. You know what? I every once in a while, you know, I'll see something on the news or something, and I talk to you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, the day-to-day, I don't think it's settled in. It's been a long time, Doug.
Yeah. How do you like this game?
This is fun. We do this, and we don't, you know, this is one of the few times we broadcast out at an event. You know, we were at First Friday's Friday night, and you know, we're here today, but mostly we're on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a Mac guy, too, huh?
Yeah, I had to become one.
I wish I knew more how to use a computer. I use about 10% of what I can do.
But, you know, it's coming along. I what happened was my PC broke. And I borrowed a Mac, and now I learned all the keystrokes on the Mac.
No, you like it.
I like it. Yeah.
They make them better, you know, and they're better for the virus protection.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you think about the event today?
I just got here.
Yeah?
I just parked over there and came in here, and it looks like you got a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been picking up, and when we first went on the air, we went on the air about an hour or so ago, and it was, you know, it's just steadily growing, steadily people starting to show up.
Yeah. That's what it started at 10:30. It goes until what time?
I don't know. We're I think 5. I think 5. Yeah.
Whole day. Thing,
yeah. We're here till 2. So.
Okay.
But yeah, it's nice thing, man. So, I see you've been making the rounds. I at all the different organizations. I see on Facebook saying that you're speaking here, you're visiting there. And so.
Yeah, download on Facebook. So I don't get it.
You're smart.
I don't get it because my kids are on it, my wife is on it, and I don't want it, the time they spend on it. I don't have
it. It'll suck you right in.
Yeah, because people send you something, want to be your friend. How do you say no? And then before you know it, you go, I get more emails than I can deal with.
That's what made me get off of it.
It's another job.
Yeah, it is. And then, and there's people you don't want to really know. That's what, for me, is like, somebody doesn't even like me.
Yeah.
Like, I know they don't like me.
Yeah.
I requested any friend, and then when I didn't respond, they sent some nasty email.
I'm
like, this is, I was like, God, get rid of it right there.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of those things where it's almost a necessary evil for us to build up when we do it here.
Yeah.
But I try not to do too much on it other than this stuff. But it'll suck all the time out of your day easily.
Have you settled into the job yet?
You know, yeah, getting there.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many plates for it.
It's a big job.
To do, yeah. And so much opportunity, really. You know, the big challenge is the budget.
Right, sure.
Because you're trying to do more, and then you're cutting back on personnel and the ability, the equipment and stuff. So it's a big challenge.
Yeah. What do you think as far as what's going to be the biggest after the budget? Like, what's the biggest thing you guys got to tackle?
It's gang violence.
Yeah.
You know, clearly that's the same and has been for a long time. When you look at the numbers, we're down dramatically, much like L.A. has been over the last 7 or 8 years. And I don't think people take enough credit for the good we've done.
Right.
Not we, the police department, we, the city.
Right.
Because it takes everybody together to support it. But, I think rallying the community to not tolerate the stuff we've tolerated is a big challenge.
Yeah.
It's something that if we can get some leverage on that, we can do a lot with it.
Right.
You know, we've talked to people. We especially during the recent elections, we had several of the candidates on, and we talked about. We had a lot of Muslims from the 9th district.
9th and 7th.
And, you know, the perception. You know, sometimes the perception doesn't match up what's happening.
Yeah.
The perception is that the crime rate's extremely high down there, but actually the crime rate has dropped over in the 9th, you know?
Yeah.
So,
city-wise, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think people need to know that, and the word needs to get out. And, I think a lot of people think it's not happening here, but it's happening over there. And
yeah.
It's, like you said, it's dropped city-wide.
And you look at, we're down this year in everything except robberies and garage burglaries. Everything else is down fairly significant.
Good.
Murder, well, you read about the recent murders, and one is too many, but you we're down substantially from last year.
Very good.
So, little by little, we'll take it back.
You know what? I never know. What's the number of sworn officers on the
Last year they had 1,020, and this year they're down, the numbers are down about 960.
Yeah.
And going south.
Yeah. Now, is there like a program like that?
They don't have a drop. They have a new contract, and part of the incentive of that contract was for people to leave between September and December, decreasingly from year to year. But we had a bunch of people, 30-something, leave the end of last year. And you can anticipate maybe as many again this year, just through the attrition.
Right.
And no academy classes is planned because of
the budget. Right. That's a tough act to balance right there.
Yeah, all the more reason though to work closely with the community.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We can't do it alone.
Hell yeah. And, you know, obviously we never could. You know, I think, we've talked about that in the past, some people I've talked to. It takes community. A lot of people understand that, but sometimes people are in a situation where they're just scared.
I know personally, I haven't had much to do, fortunately, you know, with the police, because that's usually something going wrong, right? But the times I have, they've always been great.
Yeah.
Fast response,
yes.
Communicative, you know, we always know what's going on, what we need to be done. So I always tip my hat to the Long Beach Police. I think they're a great resource, and I know not everybody always feels that way, but, you know, like Swoop here always says, you know when you need them. You got them when they got there. And, they performed an important job. They'll always get the respect they deserve, for sure.
You know, I think, response time up for Long Beach is pretty good, right? I've only had to call once or twice in the many years I've been here, but the response time was great. I think that's, it seems like we're on code 3 here a lot, right?
We do. And you look at LA, what we're used to, we didn't go code 3 for hardly anything. Even the things that needed to be, that has changed. So now they go code 3 much more. But Long Beach, I think, has had a more liberal policy in the past for doing that, much like the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes sense. If somebody calls 911, hey, get in, it's an issue that they need you there right now, then would you like some sirens? I think they're safely, you know?
Exactly.
And because what you have is guys going under the radar, trying to get there fast, but not using a license siren and putting other people in jeopardy.
Right.
So by using the tools you have, you make it safer for everybody.
Exactly. Well, Chief, I think I don't take up any more of your time. I thank you for stopping by
and
saying hello, and it's good to see you.
Hope
to see you more often every once in a while.
It's
a pleasure.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Swoop's World on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to another break, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Hey, gang, let me tell you about another good friend of Swoop's World. By Art Studios Custom Framing, 2828 East 10th Street at Temple. By Art Studios is owned and operated by the talented mixed media artist Don Morishige, who some of you may remember was a recent guest on our show. By Art Studios Custom Framing is a place to go to get all your custom framing needs met. And if you tell them Swoop's World sent you, you'll get a 10% discount on top of that. What else can you find at By Art Studios Custom Framing? Original works of art. Don just recently held a 12-member show there with 12 different artists showing all their original pieces of work. There's always original artwork there for you to see, for you to buy, for you to purchase, look at, feel, touch. Get on down to Don's shop. By Art Studios Custom Framing, 2828 East 10th Street. You gotta give them a call, 562-856-9095. Tell them Swoop's World sent you. Back to the show right after this. Hey, Long Beach, you know that beat? And you know it's time for me to tell you about another friend of Swoop's World. Well, I'm going to tell you about Ink Piece. Ink Piece sells environmentally responsible ink and toner cartridges for printers, fax machines, and copiers at prices from 30 to 70% below the major office stores. owned and operated by our good friend Mark Hawkins. Mark's very active in the community, local business located at 3636 Atlantic Avenue inside the Coffee House. Check out the website, www.classroomrelief.com. What better time with a time around Earth Day to go out there and get yourself some environmentally responsible products? Check out Ink Peace, 3636 Atlantic Avenue, inside the Coffee House. And back to our show right after this.
And welcome back to Swiss Road, and that was Chief of Police Jim McDonald that was with us, and happy to be able to have a chance to chat with him, and quite a few people out here at Bike Fest, so come on down and come on by and say hello and see what's going on. And that's the first time we got to meet the Chief.
Yeah, I hadn't met him. Obviously, you know, heard about a lot of him when all that stuff was going on, about getting him in and him not being from the Long Beach PD and all that, not being a problem, but as you pointed out, he's a long time, and as others point out as well, long time, you know, Long Beach resident. And as we were chatting while when we were off the air there, you know, he's deeply involved. His kids are involved in the community here, and it's kind of like this guy's a carpetbagger. I mean, this is his city.
This is his city. Yeah, he's been here for a long time. Yeah.
And you worked with him personally, so you can vouch for, you know, what kind of a person he is and what kind of a leader he can be. So, you know, as far as I can tell, I mean, I think it's a good pick. I'm no expert in the matter, but I think he's a good pick, and certainly he seems like he's definitely qualified and definitely helped the force along.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he's making a smooth transition. And
yeah,
you know,
you haven't heard anything, so that's a good sign, right? There hasn't been a big slap about anything, so that's already a good sign that things are going in the right direction.
I had somebody ask me, you know, right when he was selected, you know, what do you think he's going to do? And I know the chief real well, and he's the kind of guy that's going to come in and assess what's going on and just kind of watch and learn and you know, kind of, he's not here to make a bunch of bits changes. And he's one of those, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know, kind of guys. So, you know, everybody's got their own, you know, ways of doing things, and that's a change to deal with. But I'm sure, you know, he's going to implement some things that are a little bit different, but he's not here to shake up the department.
Nice, amazing amount of variety. You can come here and just put your butt down and
people watch, huh?
People watch, that's your thing.
Roller skaters,
roller skaters, you got some sort of thing going on, like, you know, the 50s Bebop sort of deal where women are all dressed up.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I saw Elvis earlier, actually.
Oh, okay.
And he said something about he was going to be performing or singing down here and later on in the afternoon. So
that's
and time. Dump. Oh, we have another guest here. Just a second.
Have a chair.
How you doing, Anton?
How are you?
Good.
I'm Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Nice to meet you.
And you're from the South, huh?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about stuff. I know a little bit about it, but let's tell everybody what Zump is and what it's all about.
Okay, well, Zump is lots of fun. we actually specialize in science education. We stock all kinds of scientific instruments, everything from microscopes, telescopes, science kits to little gadgets, science toys. And we're science enthusiasts ourselves. I'm a physicist myself, and it's kind of a labor of love. And we love participating in events like this, where we have to sort of fun science activity and get the kids involved. And nothing better than seeing that smile, you know, when someone figures something out.
Exactly, exactly. It's, I think I have one of your flyers, and it was something I saw that was very interesting. The
fruit powered clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually very cool. You know, we're proud of carrying a lot of green products. So we carry everything from solar cells to really cool stuff that runs literally on either water or fruits and vegetables. We sell at the 8 o'clock and the 4 o'clock clock. We also have water-powered calculators where all you need to do is just add some water in it, and that's it.
Wow.
It'll work. And we have a little a car kit, which is actually a fuel cell car. And all it needs is water. It has a solar cell. It produces hydrogen and oxygen from it, combines it, and the only cost is water. It runs on water.
Hey, it's like we're hanging out with Bill Nye, the science guy, right here. This is cool.
How did Jump get started?
Well, I'm a physicist, and I always enjoyed science toys.
Yeah.
So for a while, I worked in the industry. And then at some point, I started a website. It was another website called fizzling.com. It's a website still exists, the physics and astronomy website. And it was kind of a labor of love, and that grew from there. A lot of people were saying, oh, this is really good. You should probably have some cool stuff there that we could buy. And then from there, Zump grew. And we basically cover now Zump all kinds. So you can need a chemistry set, we have it. The biology kit, we have it.
Wow. And where do they get that off your website there?
They can just go to Zump.com, which is XUMP.com, and get it from there.
Very cool. And what does Zump mean?
That's an interesting thing. When I was looking for a name, I was actually just searching for a short domain name, and preferably four or five letters, something easy that people remember. And I just saw Zump.com being available, and instantly I was attracted to it. I liked it. It had that kind of like, you know, Jump, that dynamic feel to it. And then later on, about a year later, I found out that actually this ancient Finno-Ugrian language, it means the wave. So it's like the electromagnetic wave or the ocean wave. And that's kind of interesting because I'm half Hungarian. So.
Well, it's one of those names that you do remember. And, you know, it's not like you're not likely to forget, which is a good thing. And to
some people pronounce X-UMP because U is kind of like a test tube for us. It's a little bigger.
Yeah.
Or just Zump.
Yeah. And today you're here, and I think I saw some of your rockets being used over there, right?
Yeah, we're having a fun competition where kids can make a paper plane. We have templates for paper planes, and then we have paper plane races, and we brought prizes with us. And kids were very innovative in terms of modifying their planes, trying to figure out what they can do to make it fly a little further. And there were some really impressive flights out there, I can tell you. Put me to shame. And some of our other staff was kind of impressed with. They're natural. They're experts at the paper plane. So kind of
very cool. Well, Anton, I really appreciate you stopping by our booth here and sitting
in
on Swoop's World. And great what you're doing. And,
thank you very much. Yeah, we actually have also a meetup group, a local meetup
group. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just go to meetup.com and you search for science activities for kids. We run monthly activities. They're completely free.
Okay.
And we provide all the materials for parents and kids.
And where do these usually take place?
And they take place at our headquarters in Signal Hill, right off of Redondo.
Oh, you're local here.
We're local, yes. Our warehouse is in Signal Hill. And our next activity is on the 22nd of May. And it is Balloon Physics Month, where we're going to get kids to make balloon helicopters, balloon race cars. They're going to learn about propulsion, and they're going to get to race them and get some prizes, too. And so we do one of those every month.
Really? And where are you located in Signal Hill?
It is on Industry Drive, which is right across the big post office.
Right.
You know, that big facility. Little street. You just take that street to almost the end. Our warehouse is there, and we have a big parking lot where we do these events that require outdoor space.
Oh, that's absolutely great. That's fantastic. I might have to I'll have to check that out. My son would enjoy
that.
Join it. Well, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. And a wonderful thing you're doing. And just keep it up. It's great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Science-based things are always fantastic. And, you know, I think that's what we're trying to increase countrywide throughout our nation. It's more kids involved in the sciences, so we're giving them a head start.
Yes, and we try to help teachers, too. We're very involved with local schools. We're community partners with the Fremont School, and they really need help.
Yeah.
because the budgets are being cut and teachers are being forced to buy supplies from their own pockets. So whatever we can do to help that happen. We kind of want to champion, science education, not just the business for us. It's actually our passion.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Very much so. Well, thank you so much, Anton.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
Wow, that's pretty cool stuff, huh, Peter?
Yeah. I don't know how much my daughter, she's only 4, I don't know how much she'd really get it at the next time. This is like right up his alley.
Yeah.
Balloon propulsion and all that. Maybe I'll have to swing by there and check that out.
Yeah, that sounds good. See, what I was talking about earlier about the number of events going on in Long Beach each week. There's two right there on the 22nd that we know of.
Yeah.
You got the Green Expo and you got the Balloons, Physics, and Fun. Put on by Zump out of Signal Hill, which is, basically Long Beach.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of cool stuff going on, and a lot of cool stuff going on here today, because what they're doing, I saw their rockets being used over there. There were some fun things going on. Those things, little Nerf-type things on the top. They seem pretty high. They're cool.
Yeah, it looks like a cool little thing. Fun stuff, for sure. And that's the thing with science. That's always hard a lot of times. It just seems so, for kids, it seems so esoteric. It's like, what's the connection?
But, right.
A clock that runs on a...
Fruit.
I mean, kids get that. Then you explain why it works, and it makes sense. And, some fun stuff that makes the science... makes sense.
Yeah.
A great idea. It's a great way to go. Kids excited about it.
Exactly. Well, you listen to the Swoops World, where we're interactive live and archived, and we're right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can always find us at swoopsworld.com. Follow us on Twitter and fan us on Facebook. And anytime you've missed a show that you want to pick up, you can listen to the archive off the website, or you can go to iTunes and download it from iTunes. We're still here. We're enjoying the Sunday Bike Fest on 4th Street. It's called 4th Street in Motion, and a lot of things happening down here. We have some pretty cool guests. We had Anton from Zump. We had the Chief of Police from Long Beach, Jim McDonald. Who else do we have? We had Allison from the Bicycle Hub, Pedal Movement.
That's right.
And Dan.
Getting kids outside and active.
And active, exactly. So
good cause.
Yeah, there's tons of good things going on. We're going to try to grab some more people and bring them to you and just kind of enjoy the day. We got about another, about another half hour or so. And if you want to give us a call, it's 917-889-7449. And then you can also reach us in the chat room. We're going to take another quick break and be right back.
On this week's Friends of Swoops World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoops World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this.
And welcome back to Swoops World. Peter, I was going to ask you about. The maps. Did you see the bike maps that they talked about are available?
I have not been able to track those down. I looked to see if there was something about them online. Wasn't able to find that. So, but I hear they're out there. So, you know what? Maybe I'll head over to where the bike rally's going over on. And I imagine if they're here, that's where they might be.
That's probably where they'd be, exactly.
I'd love to catch a hold of one of those. Just, I haven't even been able to identify all of them. I've identified probably about half of them now, I think. But that means there's still another half. I don't even know where they are, and I think largely that's because the signs aren't up yet. They're putting them up.
Right.
Yeah, gotta track those down.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have. I like to see one, like you said, and see which ones we know about, which ones we don't know about, and you know, some of the ones we know about, as you can attest to, they seem to grow over a few weeks.
Yeah, they definitely do. Route 2 and Route 17 are two that really come out, and Route 10 as well, have all, like, had an end spot, but clearly said end, and then, you know, 2-3 weeks later, a month later, I find, oh, wait, now it's going over here.
Yeah.
So those are some of the more interesting routes I haven't even been able to completely track down yet, just because I don't know what the official route is, which makes you wonder how accurate the map might be. Maybe that's why they were waiting to produce the map.
Right.
It makes sense. You know, get it all locked down and then produce the map. So I don't know. Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And it'll be interesting to see who put the map together. If it's actually from the city, then, you know, it should be, well,
right.
I can assume it's going to be fairly accurate, unless there's any last-minute changes after printing. But, yeah, it'd be nice to see what it is and who put it out and how accurate it is. So that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, apparently the 60 thing on Friday night was well attended.
Yeah, I bet. That I just, there's no way. Friday night's just too busy for me, but that would have been a fun one to go. That was the one I wanted to go to the most, probably.
Yeah.
I really get into doing a lot of riding on the 60. But that's good to hear that went well. And it sounds like the whole thing overall was very well attended.
Right.
And again, from what I could see, at least the parts of it that I did participate in, very well organized.
Yeah.
Very well organized.
Apparently they had some trick riding and some things like that going on. And I heard earlier today there's going to be some of that going on here today, too, later on in the afternoon.
Right now they've got some sort of a dance thing going on for youngsters.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a little dance troupe.
Oh, it's a troupe or some impromptu thing, but they got music going on, so I'm thinking it's planned. And that's kind of cool because, youngsters in the 10 to 12, 13-year-old range.
Yeah, having fun. And they got some chance money. I think they're pretty organized over there.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. It almost looked like it was an impromptu thing.
It almost
kind of broke
moment.
Out, yeah. But I think it was planned. That one was flash mob type thing. Oh, well, you know, just to let you know that not only with Shoots Road, there's some other shows out there that we support on Blog Talk Radio, and they check out. You got Michael Knight's show. He's on the air in the afternoon, 3:00. I think it's Sunday through Thursday. Check that out, Mike Knight's show on Blog Talk Radio. There's also Night Vision. Night Vision. I always get it confused. Thursday nights, and then my buddy Stevie Mac, comedian Stevie Mac, he's on every day for a half hour at 6:00 to 6:30. So check them out, and support Blog Talk Radio because there's a lot of us out here trying to do this, and we're enjoying it. We're having fun with it, and bringing you some things that are special to you and your community. And so give them some support and support those guys that we support here at Sweet World.
Yeah.
I just saw Kazden walk by a few minutes ago. I think she's the owner of Portfolio Coffee House, if you know the area over here, and I think she's also on the 4th Street Business Association. She might even be the president of that. I can't remember. She just walked by, and quite a few people. I haven't seen any of the city council people yet, but I'm sure some of them are showing up. I know that Dave San Jose is supposed to be here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've worked with Dave and the kind of cool things he's done. Hey, talk about a little bit what he does, huh?
So Dave helps you get basically kids, you know, that would be younger teens, especially maybe tempted into, you know, or someone who have already been in gangs or who are, you know, flirting with that sort of a lifestyle. He helps to get them out of that. The big thing is he does it by bikes, getting them to learn how to take care of the bikes, how to, in a lot of cases, get the bikes for these kids who wouldn't otherwise never be on a bike.
Right.
And encouraging them to maintain them and build, repair them and, then basically fostering a lifestyle of taking care of themselves, looking out for each other, and staying away from the drugs and the gangs.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because we've been over there. We've actually done some things with
with Dave. We put on an event about a year ago, and he donated a lot of bikes.
Oh, and he's involved with everything. I mean, that's his organization, yeah. But when you want to talk about what he actually does, I mean, he is deeply involved in anything that goes on in North Long Beach, especially Houghton Park. Any of the events that go on there, he's either helping to set up or helping to promote or bringing people to it in some way, you know. So the guy is just all around do-gooder, you know?
Yeah.
He's really, I mean, in the best way possible, he's really helping to make his community, our community, a better place.
Yeah, yeah, and if you get a chance, if you're over in that area, the 9080 bikes, they're right there at Houghton Park, kind of in the center of the park there. You see a big mural pointed, painted. Stop in and say hello to Dave, because he's generally there. And you ask him about what he does, he can give you a lowdown, and he can fill you in every little detail about what they do and how important it is to the community. You know, I got a message on the chat line that told me it was Night Views.
Night Views. That's
Night Views,
that.
Yeah. So
I think when he signs in, it's Night Views. It's a chat room.
The Thursday night Night Views, check that out on Blog Talk Radio here also. So it's pretty cool. You know what? We're wrapping up here. We're at just a few more minutes, and we're going to go to a break and come right back. I'm going to try to get another guest here in just a second.
Hey, Long Beach, you know that beat? And you know it's time for me to tell you about another friend of Swoop's World. Well, I'm going to tell you about Ink Piece. Ink Piece sells environmentally responsible ink and toner cartridges for printers, fax machines, and copiers at prices from 30 to 70% below the major office stores. Owned and operated by our good friend Mark Hawkins. Mark's very active in the community. Local business located at 3636 Atlantic Avenue inside the Copy House. Check out the website, www.classroomrelief.com. What better time with a time around Earth Day to go out there and get yourself some environmentally responsible products? Check out Ink Piece, 3636 Atlantic Avenue, inside the Copy House. And back to our show right after this.
There we go. And we're back live on Blog Talk Radio. Every once in a while, Blog Talk kind of gives me a sympathy for a little loop there. So, I'm going to have to check that out. We got a comment on the thing. If you can read that while I kind of see who's walking by. We're going to try to get one of the members from the LB Cyclists over here to chat with us before we sign off for the day. So we have our scouts out trying to track that down. But hey, you know, if you get a chance, come down here. It's going on until 5 o'clock. There's plenty to do, plenty to see, plenty of people coming out, walking around, riding bikes, skating, you name it. So this is a pretty cool event. I know all the little shops here are open. 4th Street, we're right here in Retro Row. If you haven't been to Retro Row, you got to check this out too. Just some cool little vintage shops, open bookstore, used bookstore, art theater here, just plenty of cool little spots. Just to pop in and out of and just check out. So it's even more so than just the booths and just the bike event. So it's cool to have the street closed off here, wouldn't it?
It is. I like it. And, you know, all those years we were involved with First Friday. So you could understand. I mean, I know it's not as big as Atlantic, but there's some side roads up there that keep it shut down and really wouldn't have affected the flow up there. And I think it's a good idea to do every once in a while, especially on a Sunday.
Yeah.
In the area where there's probably nobody, like, that's up there, that part of town is just dead anyhow on Sunday. You know, it's cool to cut down there to walk through and get a group of people. I don't think it's a lot of organizing, but I think it's a great community building thing. And people have turned out here. I mean, you got everything. You got every color out here. You got old and young. You got people with tattoos. You got bikes, roller skaters, and skateboarders. I mean, you got it all. It's like, where else would you, like Dan was saying at the beginning, you got to go outside and meet people and interact with them. And this is a great little environment to do that, where people of diverse backgrounds all come on out and hang out.
Right, and you never know who you're going to meet. You never know who you're going to meet.
And I thought it was going to be dead with the big, I just thought, wow, that was not a good idea, but you know what? Like moms are happy.
A lot of moms are
having a good time.
I've seen moms. I see soon-to-be moms. Quite a few people out enjoying it, man. And
yeah.
You know, I just noticed that. Just so you know, if you're listening to Michael Knight this afternoon, his guest is going to be Marina V, and apparently she's going to be performing here in Long Beach at the Royal Cup on the 21st of May. Well, look what we have here. We've been standing next to the Sparks booth all morning long, and we have a representative from the LA Sparks. How you doing?
Yes, hello. Hello. How's everybody today?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Amina Mills. I'm from the Sparks. We're out here today just supporting the first time the Bike Festival, the block party event is going on. The first year has been great.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing a knockout game over here for the kids, for the, you know, keep kids active and fit. We also part of the Get Outside and Play campaign with Sparkville Cars.
That's very cool. Now, are you one of the players on Sparks?
No, I'm not. I'm a baller player.
You handle the ball real well. Obviously, you have played.
Yes. Unfortunately, my knees kept me from higher aspirations of making the WNBA, but I did get as far as college, and I played at
Wow, very cool. That's very exciting. Now, I've been to a Sparks game, but I'm going to have to admit, the two Sparks games I went to, they were still playing at the Forum.
Oh, wow. That was a really long time ago. You need to come to Sparks games now.
I have to come check it out.
The game has changed so much from that time. Now you have to remember that back when you were at the Forum, the league had just begun. So they're there at the Forum. You have girls who are 15, 16 years old who now become, they go to college for 4 years, they go overseas and play for about another 2-3 years. Now they come back and play in the league. The game has changed. So now you have the younger girls, you have Brittany Griner, who are able to look at the players on the WNBA level and say, wow, I can do what he does at 16.
Right.
So at 16, she's doing what WNBA players, she's emulating them.
Right.
And now when she gets to that level, she's able to, she's like far beyond, which is something similar. You have like Candace Parker, which is amazing. You have Candace Parker coming and playing for Lisa Leslie. Lisa Leslie was from the inaugural season. She's the best. And then you have Candace Parker who watched her come up, and now look at her being given accolades like best female basketball player of the decade of the last 20 years. It's something amazing. So maybe my daughter, your daughter, could be the next Candace Parker, but better.
Right.
Maybe she'll do reverse dunks coming down. And that's where the game is going to come. You know, you have Brittany Griner and other players, younger players who can dunk now.
Right.
Who want to dunk, who have that showman attitude. And it's really, the league now, the WNBA right now, and the Sparks in Los Angeles is something that someone sees.
Yeah. Now, I didn't follow this season. I know they won the championship just a few years ago.
Yes, we didn't win last year.
Last year, but you were in the playoffs last year.
We were in the playoffs. We made it to the Western Conference Finals. We got beat by,
Mercury. Ooh. And who's coaching the Sparks now? Is Michael Cooper?
No, Michael Cooper is no longer at USC, but we do have Jennifer Gilliam, who is a great coach. She's wonderful. I've watched a couple of practices. She knows what she's talking about. She's a former, she played with the Sparks during her career. She's coached in, Minnesota. And she's a really great coach. And exciting.
Right.
She's exciting. Very personable on the sideline. Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer player.
Great. And when does the season start up?
The season starts May 28th, and that starts the weekend opener. May 28th, officially May 15th, so that's next week, so we'll be on the road. But we'll be in LA the first, Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day?
We have a two-game package. Come out and get a two-game package. the third game. You win both those games, you get to come to our 2018 against the defending champion, Phoenix
Surgery. Well, excellent. So how do people go about getting those packages, those tickets?
They can go to losangelesparks.com. www.la.com, and they can meet up, or they can just go to the website, say, hey, you know what, I
want
to speak to that girl that was on the radio,
and look up for Amina Mills. Amina Mills. Amina Mills. All right, we're going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
Is that, okay. Well, Amina, thanks a lot for stopping
thanks
in
so
and Scoops World and speaking with us, and looks like you're having a good time there, giving away posters.
Give me a wave.
Absolutely.
All right. So much,
thank you. Amina Mills from the LA Sparks. And just like I said, there's just so many people walking around down here and doing things, and we're having a great time.
Oh, wow. Come on down. We have another guest.
All right.
Wow. We have.
Charles Gandy.
This is Charles Gandy.
The
one
and
only of the hour.
We've been talking about this. We need to get you on our
show.
We've been talking about this for a while now.
Well, thanks for joining us on Swoops World Radio. How are things going with the let's just tell everybody what you do, Charles, and we'll go from there.
I'm Charlie Gandy. I'm the mobility coordinator for the city of Long Beach. Long Beach has decided, through the citizens, to become a great bike city. City Council's heard that. They put some of the city staff on raising money around that concept and doing the five E's, engineering and education and enforcement and enthusiasm, meaning promotion of this as a lifestyle. Because it's a smart lifestyle, it's a green lifestyle, it's a healthy lifestyle, and it fits Long Beach. You know, there's parts of Long Beach, such as who we are right here on 4th Street, where it's a really urban experience. It's cumbersome to try to drive around this neighborhood, and it's easy to walk or ride a bike. And so part of our whole strategy is to put stripes on the street and inviting people to ride bikes, and then showing them how it's done and putting role models out there and showing that beyond the asphalt, that's a smart way to get from A to B.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, people that carry on a car-like lifestyle around here, because it is an urban place,
right,
and a lot of our traveling can be done within a mile, and a mile is an excellent route, particularly when we've got a place like Long Beach where the temperature is perfect and the terrain is flat.
Hardly any rain.
That's right. It's very much like Amsterdam, actually, in that way. In fact, better weather perspective.
Yeah.
We have a lot of the same advantages that they have.
Right? Yeah.
And so, in fact, this movie that we'll be playing this afternoon at 5 o'clock, Riding Bikes with the Dutch,
is
all about this. It's showing how we've got the infrastructure, we've got the bones of a place that if we choose to, and the city council has, this can be a new Amsterdam. It can be the sort of place where if we only move 10% of car trips off out of the car onto a bike, and what that means is on Saturday, instead of driving to do shopping, is riding a bike, having Rockstar parking right in front of the place that you're going, getting out, getting your stuff, putting it on in a basket on your bike, taking it home. And you know what? In shopping districts such as this, in Bixby Knowles and other places, we're setting up cargo bikes that are run by the district. So if you go buy $100 worth of groceries at Trader Joe's and you don't have the room to take that home on your bike, they will deliver it by bike within the hour.
Wow.
That's very cool. I love that idea. Yeah, I'm up in Bixby Knowles area.
There you go. Bixby Knowles is going to be the first bike-friendly retail district that we do in Long Beach.
Cool.
And it's they're enthusiastic about it because guess how many people, how many households there are within a one-mile range of Bixby Knowles?
Thousands. I mean, I wouldn't even know.
10,000.
Really?
Wow.
10,000 households. Think about that for a moment, within a one-mile range. And so we look at that 1 mile as the farm area to get people, because if we make it safe for them to get there and we encourage them to get there with Rockstar parking in front of the It's a Grind coffee shop, right? Or in front of the factory, now all of a sudden we're privileging bicyclists.
Yeah.
And we're making it simple and easy and attractive. And by the way, when we throw in a 10% discount on that Java, that's all of a sudden all the incentive we need to hop on our bikes on Saturday instead of driving there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once we start those changes, we can get people out of their habit of driving everywhere. That's where we start to see the social norms change.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, I take my kids to school every day, to and from school, and I want to calculate it. We just commuting to and from school, we ride 700 miles a year.
Really?
Just to and from school. Then we ride every Sunday or Saturday. We go for 20 miles, 25 miles.
Canals?
Yeah, well, we ride everywhere. In fact, I see you a lot of times when I'm down at the Cipolis.
Exactly.
That's where we like to ride down the L.A. River. That's a great ride.
There you go. You know, and that's what's fun about living in Long Beach is that there's some real hidden gems around here.
Yeah.
And part of my job is just getting people to recognize that. You know how many people we had riding in that tour of Long Beach yesterday?
Well, we heard something from Evan Kelly, 400 or 500, somewhere in that number, range?
Let me just tell you. We did a 31-mile loop. We started down on the marina. We went up the L.A. River, went across Bixby Road.
I saw them.
We
put
a bike lane on 2 weeks ago for Earth.
We love that.
And then through the airport, over to Carson and the San Gabriel River, down the San Gabriel to the beach path and back. We thought we'd have a couple hundred people show up. First year event, you know, no marketing budget at all. Last Wednesday, we had sold out at 700.
Wow.
And there was so much demand that we reopened it back up and had an additional 300 sign up. Between Wednesday and Friday, we had 1,000 people participate in the first tour of Long Beach, and it raised $60,000 for Miller's Children's Hospital.
That's great. That is fantastic.
Isn't that outrageous?
And that was so well organized. I rode it with my – I didn't roll the whole thing because my kids are young. They're not quite up to that, but we rode one section – from Bixby, where I live, over to El Dorado Park, and the roads were so well marked, signs were so well.
And it gave us an excuse to patch all that route.
Yeah, well, no complaint about that. I was happy to see
that's
that.
Right. It was a pretty smooth operation.
I got a question for you. I write articles on the bikeways. I've been reviewing everything Long Beach. Tell us a little more about that, because I'm loving that. I'm loving the program, and we're getting lots of people asking us about it. So give us a little bit about, like, where is that? What's going on with that? And is there a map? I keep getting everybody asks me, is there a map? Here's a map. Look at that.
It is fresh off the press, the Bike Long Beach map. And that's been a collaborative effort that has gone on for far too long. But now we have the map out.
Woo!
And the good news is that map is, because of technology now, we've done a short print run of that.
Right.
We'll be able to update that on almost a monthly basis now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And so, for instance, Bixby's not on there now because we did it 2 weeks ago, but the next edition will have that, and it'll be within months that we'll have the next edition.
Nice.
So we're taking advantage of it. First of all, we've got a very dynamic place. We're intending, right now, at the start of this year, we had 100 miles of bike trails or bike lanes.
Right.
We're putting about 50 miles worth of fresh miles down this year. And so we're going from 100 to 150 miles in 1 year. And some of that is the bling that you know, but a lot of it's just bread and butter bike lanes along Bixby, along San Antonio, in your neighborhood, San Antonio. We'll be doing a Nipero from Ocean to 7th next week.
Okay.
And so we're growing at a rate where our map needs to be dynamic.
Well, that's what we were talking about. We were like, wow, I hope, because it does seem like you've got, like, I know I'll be riding down somewhere and there's no sign, and I'll literally ride next week, and now it's route something.
Right.
Route
so we've developed, yes, we've created,
great.
That's your question originally. We've developed a network,
right.
And it's marked, and now with this map, it makes sense where those routes go.
Yeah.
And it's essentially the infrastructure of a network
that
goes east, west, and north, south.
Right.
And those are a combination, generally speaking, of trails and bike lanes and bike routes that we're starting to mark now with sheriffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we'll be expanding on. Now, we're adding one new thing to that toolbox that I've just described, and that is bike boulevard.
Okay.
And the first bike boulevard is going in on Vista.
I heard about that.
Yeah, between Mann Elementary and Lowell Elementary, along about a mile and a half of Vista Boulevard.
Now, when you say the boulevard, does that mean it's bicycles only?
It's not bicycles only, but what we've done is taken a residential street and made it more attractive for riding bikes and more attractive for local car traffic. I mean, we're not trying to attract more cars to this, we're trying to attract bikes. And so we are installing 7 traffic circles where there would have been stop signs. And so now you can go through those intersections as a cyclist, yielding to any side traffic, but since there's so little, usually speaking, there's like 200 cars a day coming off the side streets. And so we need to have a stop sign or a traffic circle. that circle now means that everybody slows down, goes through the intersection, continues on, unless there's another car that you're yielding to.
Right.
And so not only is it more efficient, it's safer. It eliminates T-bone crashes. We had originally started this project with 5 traffic circles along that route, and the neighbors came back after seeing our design and said, we support bicycling, we're bike friendly, but we're really, our problem in this town, or in this neighborhood, are people coming up from Belmont Shore, getting back to 7th Street, and driving too fast through our neighborhoods,
right,
particularly
right.
at night.
Right.
And so we want something to manage traffic coming through our streets and make it a safer condition at Vista and Park, at Vista and Seminole. And so we added 2 more traffic circles to address their issues about traffic calming. And that's what's cool about our little program here. We started this because we're looking to make it safer and more attractive to ride bikes. But neighborhoods such as Belmont Heights, in that case, are recognizing that there's significant traffic calming benefits to
right.
as well.
Right.
So not only are we improving it for cyclists, we're making it safer and more attractive for everybody.
You know, I have a couple quick questions. One is difference between a bike way and a bike route.
Yeah.
And the second is, what are we doing to educate both motorists and cyclists? Because that's where...
Right, the road?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. First of all, the... A bike lane is that separated facility over there that is the authority figure putting stripe on the street and saying this is where cyclists tend to belong, this is where motorists tend to belong. It's communication about right use. And it's not, there's no absolutes in any of that, you
right.
know. But it's what we have learned is 2 things. One is the more we communicate as the authority, the fewer crashes that we have because people have cues about where they're supposed to be. And we also learned that if we don't put the stripes down, then people make up their own rules. And oftentimes those conflict, right? Everybody thinks you're doing the right thing, but in reality, somebody's screwing up.
Right, right.
And that's where the crash comes. And so then we have bike routes, which are signed routes, or such as the case we have on Belmont Shore or 2nd Street, we have a green shared lane. That is an innovation that we just won an award on from the Institute of Transportation Engineers. They had saw that as the best innovation in bicycle pedestrian facilities in North America, Canada, and the U.S. last year.
Oh.
And so next Tuesday, they're giving this an award.
Wow,
for that.
That's great.
Right, that because great. We cut the number of crashes down between cars and bikes on that section by 50%, and we've increased the number of cyclists by 30%. So, you know, that's good design. And what we're doing there is nothing but articulating right use,
right.
And that as a shared space.
Right.
We didn't change any state laws to do that or city laws to do that. All we did was say, in this space, we're supposed to be sharing this lane, and this green stripe simply articulates that in a different way. And that it has raised the profile of that concept of sharing the space, in my opinion, is a key contributor to the reduction in crashes.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between a bike lane and then the third element in this mix is a trail, which is a completely separate facility.
Right.
And that's essentially what we're starting to do and we'll be doing this summer in downtown Long Beach. And that is taking out a car travel lane on Broadway and 3rd and replacing it with a protected bike lane. And that the only other city in the nation that's done it under those types of conditions so far is New York. And they've just done it recently, and they've seen the same 56% reduction in car bike crashes in a similar scenario on 8th and 9th Avenues in Lower Manhattan.
Wow. Now, when you do that, I noticed I was watching a special on talk about Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They actually have, you know, when they do that, they actually have like a barrier between,
yes.
like a little curb.
Right.
Well,
that's what we're doing downtown. Right, exactly. We're taking that, in essence, we have the sidewalks, and then we have car parking, and then we have 3 car travel lanes. We're taking out on the left side, we're taking out that car travel lane. So we're shifting the cars that are up against the curb now out 12 feet. And so now and we'll put a curb in there. So that becomes the new curb, and this 12 feet behind the new curb is the protected bike.
That is cool.
Now, let me ask you this. What sort of response have you been getting generally? People, I know cyclists are happy about this, but not everybody in the city is a cyclist. Are you getting a lot of heat here? Or
Here's what we get. Enthusiastic support from people who live along the route. Why? Because this creates it gets cyclists off the sidewalk.
Right. And that's one of the key conflicts in downtown is people, is pedestrians getting hit by bicycles on the sidewalk. And so it addresses right use. That's, by the way, the key reason we did the green lane on Belmont Shores, to pull bicyclists off the sidewalk.
Right, right.
So local businesses and residents down there are quite enthused about this because they live down there. They want to see traffic calm through their neighborhood. They want it to not be a death-defying peak to cross the street.
Yeah.
And they want to, the biggest noise down there are people driving 40 miles per hour next to their apartments.
Right.
And their businesses. If those people are moving at a slower speed, it's less noise. And so, not that we're going to have that much impact on car traffic, but the stakeholders from the downtown area, including the Long Beach Business, Downtown Long Beach Business Association, is enthusiastic about this because what we're doing in the downtown area is re-inhabiting it as an urban neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, this sort of stuff provides an opportunity for us to not only do landscaping along that route and do some. Innovative things such as edible gardens along the way and sidewalk salads and other urban gardening concepts along this protected bikeway so that we have and to rehabilitate downtown.
Now, so when you're doing all of this, where did the inspiration come from? I know there was a need, a demand. Where are you guys looking? Are you looking in at other cities, other countries?
First of all, and before I got here, the city had raised $12 million. They've raised an additional $5 million in the last year that I've been here to do these facilities. We're getting this money from the same place that other cities have access to it, but we're more aggressive about it. And we've got a better plan, and these agencies that have this money are funding our plan.
Right.
And we're looking at, we've benchmarked against the best bike cities in the nation, Portland. I've been working this business since 1990, and my role here is to be a designer and to do the engineering on this as well as the social promotional side of it. So I've worked in all these cities, but we've taken our whole team and gone to San Francisco and Portland and Davis, California, and New York's been a client of mine for the last 8 years, and so I know what's going on around there, and now the team does. We benchmark against the best cities in the nation. We're attempting to do the same thing New York is, which is take what's been learned in Seattle and Portland and the other pioneers, what took them 15 years to do, our ambition is to do in 3, and we're on track to do that.
Excellent. One of the great things, is, in my opinion, is that a lot of times when cities take on ideas like this, and it puts money in place, who's foot smart. But I mean, you obviously walk the walk. We see you out biking.
I'm a great city.
Yeah. We see you participate. Exactly. So it's great. It's great to see somebody like this, involved in this from the start. It's fantastic.
I thank you for that, and I'm the luckiest guy around, and I get paid for doing this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm a little nervous. I think it might knock him off and start taking it down over.
The cool part about this is Long Beach is getting to be an incubator, and people are noticing around. We have delegations that come through here about every 2 weeks. A city will send a group of city council members and engineers and or citizen activists, and I'll give them the 3-hour tour around town and show them what's going on.
Well, along those lines, you're going to love this. Is everything on Beach, we do the bike articles on the reviews on the bikeways, and we oftentimes have other bike websites linking, going, wow, check out what these guys are doing, and this is really cool, and people from all over the country are lauding what you guys are doing, and they're
that's part of our new winning formula here. There's an interest in among at least some of the leaders I've talked about is to take advantage of the fact that Long Beach is big enough to be taken seriously and small enough to be nimble and smart and fast.
Right,
and that is a classic set up for an entrepreneurial first mover advantage, and that is get out there and differentiate from Orange County, from Los Angeles, from others. Show that it can be done, and reap the rewards of that. Don't and lead instead of follow.
Right.
So this group has seen what we did on Second Street, and they're looking at what we're doing here. I'll tell you about what's happening on this street here in a moment. But they're looking at this as an incubator for ideas.
And that, in my opinion, that's the reason that I'm attracted to Southern California. We have the license to innovate around here.
Yeah.
And if we don't do it, don't count on Oklahoma to do it. Yep, trust me, don't. That's our role. That's our job. If
right.
we don't do it, it won't get done.
It won't get done, exactly.
And so that's why I'm enthusiastic about being here.
Very cool. Very cool.
Let me tell you about what's happening on this street. And this is a direct consequence of the city working with the Business Association here through Caston and at Portfolio and others. We're check this out.
Yeah.
The Lowriders Bike Club.
Nice,
that's right.
Nice,
that's
nice,
LA Cruises right there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. I love it. I love it.
Woohoo!
Look at that. Little,
even the little
like
girl.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that's great, man.
So, in partnership with the 4th Street Business Association, we pitched an idea that has gotten traction and is in design right now for 4th Street. We've got too much of the street being ineffective for us we've got a too narrow a sidewalk and we've got too much of the street wasted out here. See this 10-foot wide turn lane?
Right. Yeah.
What we're going to do is take that space and move it to that side and create a 10-foot addition to that sidewalk over there. Essentially, where the concrete and the asphalt seam is where the new curb's going to be.
Right here.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we're
on that
side.
Right. And so,
gotcha.
Yes. So we're going to rebuild that sidewalk so that that's a closet area that's actually, right now it's about 7 feet wide. That makes it 17 feet wide. And so we're still going to have two car travel lanes through here and parking right here, but we'll take that 10 feet and turn that into almost the entire length of the block on that side into a plaza sidewalk. And that then opens up the opportunity for sidewalk dining and traffic calming this street
right.
even more than it is now. So that we have, just on this one block, from Cherry to Junipero, we're going to have this hub or a centerpiece for this neighborhood that's enhanced. This is not going to be the fastest place to go through. If you're in a hurry, get over on 7.
7, exactly.
But if you want to get to some place that's interesting, ride a bike to 4.
Right.
Right.
And,
Mark,
this is a breakthrough for the city of Long Beach because we're starting to recognize and understand the power of place
right.
and creating nodes of excellence and supporting that in the streetscape and everything else and giving business neighborhoods and districts such as this a chance to be what the neighborhood needs it to be.
Right.
That is a good mix of retailers and easily accessible.
Right.
So let me ask you, if you did that and it was successful, would that be something you might move to other parts of the city?
Absolutely.
Seems like a natural.
Absolutely. This is another example of why we're trying, instead of planning, we're doing pilot projects.
Right.
And giving people a chance to look at them and test them out and see, if that's what they would want in their neighborhood. Another way to put that is we're doing a tablespoon of planning and an ocean of implementation.
There you go.
You know, this is so cool, and I was listening to the podcast recently with, I guess, the person who has basically your job in Amsterdam,
yep.
And he was saying that people need to realize, you know, we get all those accolades, and he says, people need to realize it didn't happen overnight, and it takes time, and it takes planning, and it takes the powers to be to get on board to move it forward. And it sounds like right now we're in a good spot because the powers that be are very supportive for you.
Yeah, they are. We have 100% support from the city council. In fact, the most conservative member of the council, in my opinion, Gary DeLong, who represents that still stopping distance around Belmont School, is one of our most enthusiastic supporters. And it has everything to do with the fact that people are attracted to social places. And in fact, they're attracted to places that are generally congested.
Right.
I know that's an oxymoron, but the fact is that look at us today. Now, nobody's attracted to a dead, sterile.
It's like nobody wants to go into the empty restaurant. There's no wait in line for the busy restaurant because, well, it must be good, right?
And ultimately, we're looking for that some kind of social experience.
Right.
And so he sees the economic value of his district functioning more like a village than a drive-through for the commuters that are heading to Orange County or something.
Right, right.
And so that's what he's doing. He's saying, look, we're benefiting our local businesses and the people who live around here. And you can move through here. We just want you to move through at the same respectful speed.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference about where we've been in the past. In the past, we haven't really respected or taken seriously these small businesses along the way, or the neighborhoods that are here, or even the schools that are on these
blocks. Yeah.
But once we look at it from a fresh perspective, that is from a livable community's perspective, and we look at beyond moving cars through, but look at it as what can we do to in the streetscape to support economic redevelopment.
Right.
We get a different outcome.
Right.
And you know, one of the cool things we're down our last 10 minutes here. One of the cool things you're saying is about places to park the bike that's convenient. Because we've talked about this before. I remember when I was a kid, everywhere I rode my bike to, now it might have been kid-type activities, but there was plenty of bike parking, you know, plenty of places to park your bike. As an adult, a lot of destination spots we go to. You know, I had jury duty, and I rode to the courthouse,
yep.
Right? And I rode around the courthouse a couple times, couldn't find a place to park my bike, so I parked at the city hall, which is not a far walk. But you would think that there'd be a place at the courthouse to park bikes, but there wasn't. So finding, and all the new bike racks coming up is great, and finding that it's getting to be more bicycle friendly in that manner.
Right. I think more people. That was very, very cool.
You know what? I got a surprise for you. I got a real cool thing I can tell you. We got a stimulus grant for $1 million, $600 million, to put into bike parking, and so. And because of the economic conditions and how competitive the bidders were, the short and long of it is, this summer we have 2,000 more additional racks coming to the city of Long Beach. That we put in 400 last year.
Wow.
This year we're putting in 2,000.
Wow.
And let me tell you, when I say this to people that live in other cities, 2,000 bike racks, which is an appropriate number for a town of 500,000, but is far and away more than any other city is going to be doing this year. This is part of our story about not waiting around, not doing this incrementally, but doing it as part of a surge and inviting people to ride the wave with us.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're going to have, as I mentioned, Rockstar parking in front of virtually every coffee shop and bakery in town, and family-owned and chain restaurants. We'll have slices of pizza bike racks in front of pizza shops. We'll have coffee cups in front of coffee shops. We'll have surfboards in front of surfboard shops. We'll have mad bicyclists all over the place, and really celebrating the culture that is emerging here, and that is it comes in lots of flavors, lots of colors, and people are doing their own thing, and I love it that I get to be a part of it.
That's great. You're doing a great job.
And thank last you. Question is, where do you find the maps?
Where can those people get the maps?
Because
I'm not giving mine up.
Within a week they'll be at every bike shop.
Great.
And they can go. They can come down to the city, and we'll have them all on the 10th floor of City Hall.
Excellent. Very cool. Charles, thanks a lot.
This is a treat, fellas. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. We've been meeting you
for
talking a while. We need to get you on. I'm glad we did the great work.
Let me do it again anytime. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Not at all. Anything you need, let us know.
That's fabulous, man. You know what? What a way to end the show. I mean, the bike czar.
There we go, man. I'm telling you. You better watch out when he's crossing the road. I'm going to run him over.
You said the kind of job you want. He's got your job, man.
That'll be sweet, man. Ride around, talk about bikes, ride on bikes. People wear them, riding my bike. Good for it. That sounds sweet.
And I'll get no better than that.
Seriously, he's doing a great job.
He's doing a fantastic job.
I know he's not working a lot. He's got a large home staff. And he's obviously got the support of the city council. Kudos to all the people that helped make the decision. But then, really, he's the front man, and he's making it happen. So
we
want to thank him.
We definitely want to thank him.
Really, great success.
That's fantastic. You know what, everyone, we've had a wonderful show today. We're gonna get ready to shut this down so we can take in a part of the fest ourselves, and we'll be back on Wednesday night, as always, Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, where our guest will be Antonio Ruiz, and we'll be talking about the Long Beach Cultural Plan. But hey, if you're in the area, you're close by, you can still make it. They're here till 5 o'clock, the Long Beach Bike Fest, 4th Street in Motion. Wonderful time.
Still crowded.
It's still crowded. Bands playing, and you know, you don't want to miss it. But thanks for listening. Enjoy Sweet Swirl, and it's a pleasure to have you listen to us each week, and we really appreciate it. Also, find us on SweetSwirl.com, Facebook, and Twitter. Good night, Long Beach.
Good night, or good afternoon, I
suppose. It's good afternoon. You're
have right. It.